Agudat Ner Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 169. One of those ways to overcome low self-esteem in a real way is to focus on goals and doing everything you can to implement them, to davet Hashem for them, recognizing Hashem gives you the power to fulfill your goals. There's a tremendous power in having written goals. Successful people make goals and follow through. You write down your goals. Writing it motivates you to reach them. Start. Write three goals for yourself. Use positive wording when you make the goals. Write what you do want, not what you don't want. For example, if you want to give up smoking, word it this way: I want to be a non-smoker. Short-term goals, long-term goals, goals in every area. Make sure that you have goals about the kind of person you want to be, the positive traits you want to excel in, the values you want to live by. Some of this is discussed in Rosella Kliskin's book, Begin Again Now, another beautiful book that Me'etz Hashem at one point we're going to go into depth in. Know why you want to reach that goal. What does it mean to you? What's the strong motivation behind it, which usually is defining the person you want to be? Be aware of the obstacles that make it difficult to reach that goal. Think of ways how you overcome those obstacles. Powerful ways to overcome obstacles is to organize a group. Each one's devoted to reach their goal. That works very well as well. So that is one yesod in self-esteem, to work through by working towards focusing on goals. And of course, as we mentioned many times, this is Kedai Techazer again and again, gratitude. To cultivate an attribute of Hakaras Hatayf, spending time appreciating the good things that are happening in your life and the good things that others have done for you, that Hashem has done for you, and feeling within your heart a sense of gratitude. Make a list of items that are available for your use today that didn't exist a few hundred years ago. Things that help you, things that make your life easier, things that make your life more comfortable. Every time you need to buy something and you have the money to purchase it, feel pleasure and gratitude. Baruch Hashem, I have that money. When you're waiting in line in the grocery store, instead of focusing, oy vey, the line's moving so slow, how fortunate you're on that line. You're able to buy the food you need. Prices may be high, but you have enough money to purchase the basic necessities. Every time you use a spoon, a fork, whatever it is, you have the object to eat. Pens, cups, keys, watches, clocks, chairs, tables, even the basic necessity of things. Svarim shank with a bunch of svarim or books. A talis beitel, a tefillin beitel, the fact that you have tefillin. A woman having their dress, having their things that they have, appreciating it. Your eyeglasses fall to the ground and doesn't break. Baruch Hashem for that. Or you find something that you lost. Baruch Hashem for that. As an exercise in appreciation, try for 1 hour to be grateful for every single thing you find yourself doing. Turning pages of the book. I can move my hands. Reading words. I can see. I can process information. Walking. I have balance. I can use my feet. When you talk, the ability to communicate with others. For a full hour, don't take even the smallest action for granted, being aware of every detail of what you can do. And you do this daily for a short period of time, you will gain so much appreciation for everything that Hashem does for you. Sometimes also there's Hakaras Hatayv. You thank Hashem primarily, of course. He is the source of everything, but Hashem wants you to have a Hakaras Hatayv to his good shluchim, who are the shluchim, the messengers to give you this taiv. Sometimes we are arrogant. Our pride prevents us from being grateful to other people for being the shliach of Hashem to help us, and we need to express that attitude of gratitude towards them and overcome the obstacles of gratitude. When someone's helping you in the present, feeling a sense of gratitude and express it to that person. What are you most grateful for? Greeting each other cheerfully will help your self-esteem. Consider each person important. Express that in the way you greet others. That will give them self-esteem and kavod, and you are become a kavodik person by giving them kavod, as we explained many, many times. Mistakes and wrongdoings need to be corrected. But the way you handle guilt also is how you important how you work through your self-esteem. All guilt should show you it's an emotion that tells you you need to improve. It's an important value right now to improve. It's not just self-pity and despair. That's counterproductive. The guilt that brings to self-pity and despair is toxic. The guilt that prevents you from doing good deeds in the present is toxic. Many people feel unnecessary guilt, and it may not have been your fault. You may be imperfect in some ways. You work on self-improvement, and you work on it with a simcha. You may want to reward yourself for breaking a bad habit. Fine. You're patient with yourself. You're persistent with yourself. But you may be dedicated to break that habit. So using guilt in a healthy way could also improve your self-esteem. Do you look at the glass half full or glass empty? People who tend to see what is wrong and negative and missing often tell people who tend to see what is right and positive, you're not being realistic. But they are being realistic. The reality is that half a cup of water is a half a cup of water. You have that cup that has a half in it that has water. Do you focus on that or what is missing? You focus on that, you'll be happy. You focus on what is missing, you won't be that happy. Very, very important. Another thing that affects self-esteem, health. Shmartem es nafshei seichem. Are you eating properly? Yours truly needs to do tshuva with that. Are you breathing properly? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you exercising? Are you doing anything that's harmful for your health? Positive emotions have a healthy effect on your immune system. Negative emotions and excessive stress can cause many health problems. So mastering the ability to experience positive emotions on a regular basis creates a biochemical environment conducive to good health. And that's part of your hishtadlus of the Shmartem es nafshei seichem. Another aspect that really truly helps with self-esteem is the commitment to help others and doing your best to help others. Helping them unconditionally, by being compassionate towards them, by sincerely caring about the welfare of others, unselfishly. No demands on the receiver and the recipient. The helper is generous and encouraging, no strings attached. Do everything you can do to develop this quality. Not to be pushy when you're helping, not to be overbearing when you're helping. Give them their space. You know, it's like this story of a Boy Scout. Why are you late? I helped an elderly man cross the street. Why did it take so long? He didn't want to cross. So you're helping a person that didn't want that favor from you. You don't push either. That's an important thing. You don't push either. When the helper is manipulative or self-serving, you want people to be indebted to you. That's not the way you do it. That helping is aggression. There's an anger associated with it. Makes the helper feel resentful. Don't expect hakaras hatayis in return. Selfless caring, whether they reciprocate or don't reciprocate, it's not important. You do what is right, you don't overpush, you expect the boundaries, and you're just there and you help in any way that you can. That helping others improves self-esteem as well. So that is the idea. The self-awareness, self-knowledge, a humbleness, everything comes from Hashem. Everything is a gift from Hashem. The humbleness of I make a mistake, I have the courage and integrity to admit that I'm fallible, that I can make mistakes. The ability to grow from experiences. The ability to be tolerant of other people's unusual behaviors. to remove from yourself unhealthy inferior feelings, increase your positive feelings, internalizing healthy thoughts, healthy words to be spoken, healthy actions to be said. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help all of us be able to reach this, to build ourselves, because this is what Hashem wants us to do. He wants us to build ourselves because we are basically strengthening our neshama, the koyach of our neshama within us, to actualize what our purpose in life is, what Hashem wants from us. And that is the key. When we think along those lines, what Hashem wants from us, and do as best as we can to fulfill this, we are on our way to a healthy, happy, calm life. Bracha v'atzlacha.